graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
The time has come.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the moment has arrived.
I give you...
It's time for Riled Up. Your chance to let it all out. If you're riled up, call 610-771-9751 and leave a message. Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Cool down with a Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros who will get the job done right.
Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This is Riled Up. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
Oh, yeah, it's time for Riled Up. We kick off the final hour of a football Monday with Riled Up. I hope you hit the Riled Up line at 610-771-9751 and left your message. Andrew said it was humming at an all-time rate last night. So let's get right to the business, Ant.
Well, I'm sorry, but this team is completely and utterly living in last year still. Not only did they come into the season completely not prepared and exhausted from last year, then they came in, finally got their stuff together, showed the juice that they had last year, and just let it burn through the end of the quarter. So you're telling me that this team is prepared to play the season? I think not.
Well, look, it's on the coach. The coach needs... Now, he started off with the right thing, right? This is the new norm. But even the coach is writing bucks.
Yeah. Everybody was dipping their toe in the... you know, fruits of the labor of a Super Bowl win pool. Everybody wanted a piece of the action. I get it. But you got to come up and show up ready to play.
Yeah, I just didn't like what Doug had to do, the way Doug handled himself today. I'm surprised. I'm disappointed, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I am too. It's always a bad tact, in my opinion. And would you say it's amateur?
Yeah, I expect he won a Super Bowl. And by the way, the one thing, the gift of Doug is that he always had the right thing to tell his players last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he the right thing to say. So to go that route, I just thought was disappointing.
Are you f***ing kidding me? Keep playing that stupid defense. When you dominate all day, you got to be kidding me. The season's over. Good night. See you later.
The season's not over. They're up against it, which in some ways makes it even more compelling. Can they turn it around after a 3-4 start?
Yeah, because of the division.
Mm-hmm. Got to start this week, though. You can't be going into your bye week 3-5. I got news for you.
If they lose Jacksonville, that's a huge game. I know a lot of people going over. It's a monster game for both teams because both teams' season, they're both in bad divisions, but both teams' seasons lie on this game.
They're on the line. Jacksonville right now, and they benched Bortles in the third quarter the other day after like 62
that's insane, like,
passing yards and two fumbles.
You can't lose to Jacksonville to either Bortles or Kessler.
Yeah.
Cody Kessler, come on.
Yeah, this is 2-3-4 teams battling it out, trying to salvage something.
Eagles got
to
win that game.
Yeah.
It was 17-0. What happened? What happened? Oh, I don't know. Are your corners playing soft? Or are you rushing four? Only four? Oh, what happened? The only time you blitzed, seems like Malcolm Jenkins got in there to stop the ball, stuff it down. But then you stopped doing that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel the same way. That's my biggest question. If you ask me who this loss is on, it's not Doug. It's on Jim Schwartz.
He gets the ball.
17-0. Windy. Cam Newton, who's inaccurate all day long.
What's that?
21 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. Are you kidding me, Doug? You're getting way too conservative. You're becoming more like Andy Reid. At the end of the first half, you had timeouts and over a minute to go. And what did you do? You sat on the clock? Are you kidding me? You let time expire going into the second half at halftime? What is wrong with you?
Very un-Doug-like. He was Mr. Aggressive, right?
Always.
Maybe he went for 2 fourth downs earlier in the game and then opted to try and kick a field goal on the third fourth down.
I don't think he... I mean, poor half's one thing, but... Again, it's on the defense. It's on Schwartz.
Hey, Carson,
Yeah, this is God calling you back. The Ginger Jesus tag, I think it may be a little too premature. You need to learn how to come back from the dead in order to be able to get that type of title. And the problem is, it seems as though every time your team is down, you got this problem where you fuck on the football.
Yeah, you
he does need to tighten that up. He has lost too many balls.
Yeah, but to me, you're a non-believer if you make that call.
Well, I mean, he's clearly the guy. And I saw these people on social media yesterday after the game. I put out a tweet to this effect, like, Lord help me if people are calling for Nick Foles. And they were after the game. You've got to be kidding me. I was going to take the day off if that was the case.
Listen, that's ridiculous. Stop.
I got one last night.
You got one too? I mean, I got a bunch of, he won the biggest game. Stop. I don't even want to have the conversation.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it, Anthony. I put out a tweet just basically saying, if this is what it's going to be for the next week after this loss, and the loss sucked and it hurt, and I get it. But if you're going to go that route, no, I can't deal with that. So you can't be calling for Nick Foles.
It's time to stop kissing Doug Peterson's ass. He won us a Super Bowl. It was a fluke. It was luck. His play call this year has been absolutely abysmal. That fourth quarter not running the ball is a disgrace. Third and two with like 30 seconds left, not running the ball for a first down, and you have two timeouts is an effing disgrace. And I blame Carson Wentz a little bit. Before the blow Carson Wentz and run the damn ball. I'm tired of it. Okay.
Fuel for the okay guy generation, Anthony. Back to being miserable.
I got one thing to say. Like, I agree with the premise, which is, like, you know, you can criticize the coach now. You don't need to just bow down, genuflect. All that said, tell me who you're running the ball with, Holmes.
Well, the play before that, Smallwood ran for 8 yards.
The hell out of it with Smallwood. I'm not running Smallwood on 3rd and 2. You're crazy.
No, because if they wouldn't have got it, they said, you got to pass the ball there. There's no matter what he did, if it didn't work, he was going to catch out.
The only point is,
they had the right play call. They just went to the wrong guy.
Again, Carson Wright should have went to Smallwood in the flat and got the first down. I agree with that.
Yep. What's next?
Man, I can't believe this. I'm beyond riled up. I don't even know what to say. Jim Schwartz is going to have to do something with this game, man. Start doing press coverage and blitzing.
Yes.
They can't even hold a 17-0 lead. I mean, Carson can't do it all. Look at his stats. I mean, he did everything he could. He left it all out on the field. But the defense in the second half just laid down and died. Listen, bull, man. They need to wake the up.
Finding a way to lose games.
Yeah, I agree.
Need to find a way to win a game.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. Last year they found ways to win when they weren't blowing teams out.
Yes.
Like the Ram game when Foles came in after Wentz got hurt. They found a way to win it, right? This year it's not happening.
Nope.
They don't have the magic elixir.
Nope.
Any of that left down there in old Howie's old jock closet? Some of that magic elixir he whipped up when he was banished down there by Chip? Let's take a live call. Let's go to Vince in Wilmington on the live line. What's up, Vince?
Yo, what's going on, man? I'm pissed off at Ed. First of all, we're saying we got a franchise quarterback who choked when it was on the line. He's a great equalizer, but he can't make a play when it counts. Two of those picks and a fumble? Come on, man.
Who said that?
I don't know what he said.
Well, wait a second. Why is he cut off? Call back. Because if you're coming at me, I want to know for what.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
What are you talking about?
He said that he's not clutch, Wentz.
Okay. Go, if you don't recognize, listen, it's debatable. I can't, you know, tell you that, you know, he's come back in all these games. Carson Wentz is a great quarterback. And if you want to criticize me for loving that franchise quarterback, I'll take it. Because he's a great quarterback and he'll win. And he's the last guy to me that deserves the blame after going 30 for 30 freaking 7 for 310 yards with two guys that can catch the ball.
Yeah, this is for Anthony Gargano. I know you're such a huge Wentz fan, and you always get on McNabb and say he wasn't clutch and things like that, but guess what? Wentz has yet to win a game-winning drive, needing a touchdown in his Eagles career. He didn't do it at all his rookie year, and he failed against Tennessee this year. He just failed against Carolina. Carson Wentz is not clutch when we need him down the stretch.
Get a new hobby, Holmes. All right? Get a new hobby.
Look,
go back and find something else you like to other sport. I don't know what it is. There's a lot of new sports out there. The sport with the cups. Go try that out.
Yeah, but he didn't get it done yesterday. That's the fact, though, Anthony. You got to admit that. He was great. He had a great statistical day.
Dude, you want to call up today after the defense blew a 17-0 lead, and you want to invoke Donovan McNabb and tell me how bad the Carson Wentz is?
Go find
another hobby.
Outscored 21-0 in the fourth quarter at home. Is Howie Roseman at this game? Is Jeffrey Lurie at this game? Are we going to make a move? Approaching this trade deadline? Are we so cool with all our defensive personnel? And all our offensive personnel. Now, this is not so good.
Well, look, the trade deadline is a week from tomorrow at 4 p.m. A lot of times teams don't make a move until you get up against it because that's when you can maximize desperation, right? And that's probably what's happening. Teams don't want to make
Nobody
a trade a week and a half
moves
ago.
Now. I mean, you got lucky where the Browns somehow traded
Carlos Hyde,
which I, by the way, would have been interested in. But most of the deals happen
this week.
Usually right after the deadline.
Yeah. Last year it happened when they got Jay Ajayi on the deadline day. It was Halloween.
That's when it usually happens.
Yeah. And that's what they'll be looking at this year. And as luck would have it, Anthony, deadline day next week will be the first half of their bye week, which is a good time to assimilate a player should you make a deal. But the question is will Howie make a deal?
I think he'll try.
Hi, Jimmy Schwartz. You're the winner of a one-way ticket to the football ether, where you get to hang out with famous, irrelevant Philadelphia Eagles defensive coordinator greats like Jim Washburn and Billy Davis and Juan Castillo, because you suck. Mm.
Billy Davis.
Still, I forgot about Billy Davis. I've been trying about Billy Davis.
Billy Davis had no prayer. Look, you want to go be defensive coordinator for Chip Kelly?
Oh, yeah. With that time of possession?
Yeah.
Your defense just gets out there on a long, like, 8-minute drive to get scored on. Then your offense goes out and runs 3 plays in 7 seconds. And you're back on the field, boys.
I don't really care.
Yeah. And then his notion was that it didn't mean anything, time of possession. Yet
exactly.
His defense was totally gassed at the end of every game and couldn't stop anybody. What's next?
I don't really understand this. I really don't. You're a 6'5 quarterback, and you don't run it 2 plays. And you're up 17 points. What is wrong with you? Get your ass together, idiot!
Well, I don't think they were going to run Carson. You're not going to run Carson Wentz in a 3rd-and-2.
Is that what he was talking about?
I think so, right? Am I interpreting that correctly?
That's how I took it.
Yeah. I mean, you got a 6'5 quarter. You got to run. No, I'm not running Carson Wentz.
Madden QB sneak?
Yeah, I'm probably not even running Cam in that spot if I got him at 260 pounds.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. You going to do that? You want to put him in peril?
What kind of callers get to this show?
Well, today, everybody's a little angry.
I'm busy this show. What's going on here?
Run
I got a lot of special places in the bags there for these dudes.
Oh, you go fill it up.
Run the ball, run the ball, run the ball, run the football. And you know what? I'm just going to tell you to pass it from now on because you don't listen. Smallwood runs for 8 yards, and they don't run it anymore. The entire game. No more runs. Run the ball.
Look, I didn't preach about it, but Doug said, I called 3 runs and 6 passes. You're not calling a run when it's an RPO. You're calling an RPO. If you're going to call a run, not an RPO. There's a difference. Am I right?
Yeah. Yes, exact. But I still go back to you got it. The short throws are the short throws. And you need a legitimate back in here.
Yeah, and they don't have one right now. Well, and maybe Carson's pulling it out of the belly because he doesn't trust the backs either. Right?
And by the way, I love Corey Clement, but as a young up and coming player,
he ain't right either. He's not healthy.
Well, Kuechly ran over him.
Mm-hmm. Kuechly's run over a lot of people.
I'm riled up that every Sunday, instead of hanging out with my family or going hanging out with my awesome dog who does no wrong, I sit and spend my time 3 hours every Sunday watching the Eagles disappoint me. And I'm done. I go out, I spend money that I could be spending on food or spending on my kids' college fund, and I spent it on gear for these Philadelphia Eagles. Why? I don't know.
Because you're a fan, and you're not done.
By the way, I'm sorry. That doesn't resonate with me.
No?
No, they just won the Super Bowl. Spare me the idea. If you really wanted to spend money on your kid, you don't go to the game. You watch game on television.
Yeah, there's inherent risk. When
I'm out on that, dude.
Yeah, I am too. Ruben Frank tweeted out, the Eagles have 6 takeaways this year, Anthony. It is their fewest amount of takeaways after 7 games in franchise history.
That's been my rail.
Yeah, and that's a major problem. The only teams with fewer takeaways are the Jaguars, Saints, and Giants, and 49ers.
Interesting, because the Jaguars are a team from last year, too.
And they're struggling as a result as well, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. You need it?
Are you kidding me with that freaking last play? Third down, fourth quarter. We got one guy in the end zone, and it's Alshon. Of course he's going to be double-teamed. Put anybody else in the end zone. Give another option. How about Nick Foles? He could catch. Put somebody else in there. There don't leave one freaking option. That was stupid.
Well, he had another option. He just decided not to go there.
And they they do need some help, though.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see if Howie gets that done in the next 8 days. Whether it's wide receiver or running back or, God willing, both. What's next?
He's not elite. Stop saying it. 32, the guy's wide open. And he throws it to the end zone. He's not elite. He's not. You, Wentz.
Uh-oh. All right, so he says Wentz is not elite.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
If you can't tell that he's elite, again.
Guess he didn't watch last year.
He was 30 for 37 for 310. Yeah, you're right. He missed a play. I agree. He should have went to Smallwood. What weapons does this kid have? You want to put all the blame on him? It's ridiculous.
Jim Schwartz needs to go. Jalen Mills needs to go. The defense needs to learn how to tackle. Celebrating too early when it should not be. Season's over.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, we've all had a problem with that celebrating. A little premature. Can't be doing that. Got to be a little more savvy than that. Especially a team that had the ultimate celebration down at the Art Museum. Now you're doing a corner kick
this
over there.
This riled me up.
It did. I love it, too. Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Get comfortable with the Duquesne furnaces from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros that will get the job done right. Hey, keep hitting it tonight. 610-771-9751. Oh, no, we'll get. This is cathartic for people. You know, usually it takes to Tuesday, Ant, where people start to get the emotion wears off and they start to get their feet back under them and think a little more rationally.